Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
This week, I wanted to talk about the biggest story in the world, impeachment. But I can barely clear my throat before there's some new bombshell. Another whistleblower, another country pressured to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Another admission by the president that he did it and he's glad. Instead, I'll focus on a small but durable part of this soap opera. The president's obsession with one of the looniest conspiracy theories ever hatched. I'm talking about CrowdStrike. You may have heard the term. CrowdStrike is a U.S. cybersecurity firm. It was hired by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign to investigate the theft of its emails. Along with two other security firms, CrowdStrike found that the emails were stolen by hackers working for Russian intelligence. That finding was confirmed by the U.S. intelligence community and the Robert Mueller investigation. But right-wing websites started saying there's a missing CrowdStrike computer server. It's allegedly in Ukraine and proves that country did the hacking to pin the blame on its enemy, Russia. Trouble is, absolutely nothing supports that theory. No server is missing. There's no evidence Ukraine might have it. No sign Ukraine interfered at all in the 2016 election. The president brings up CrowdStrike a lot these days, including in his famous phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. U.S. diplomats, cabinet members, Vice President Pence, Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani have been sent all over the world to find that server. So far, no luck. The most charitable reading of the president's CrowdStrike fixation is that he knows it's ridiculous, but if he repeats it often enough, some people might get confused. Actually, there's a more likely explanation. As impeachment advances, our president is getting increasingly agitated. He rants about coups, treason, execution, civil war. He rails about corruption, even though he and his family are kind of vulnerable on that one. He seems to be daring us to impeach him. Maybe he feels invincible after surviving the Mueller investigation. Maybe he thinks he's above the law. Maybe he's just... Maybe we should forget about Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution, which lay out the impeachment process. Instead, we should focus on the Constitution's 25th Amendment. That's the one that provides for removal of a conspiracy-obsessed president who becomes clinically, demonstrably, stark, raving bonkers. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.